بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The lengthy hadith that we read of this young boy who learned the tawheed of Allah and Allah gave him great karamat and how he helped people from their illnesses, etc. And finally, that he gave his life voluntarily for deen to spread and the true tawheed to become alive. And how he was martyred and how everyone accepted Islam after that in his time. So there are a few points and for a little commentary on that. That one of them is the incident mentioned has been briefly referred to in the Quran also. In the Quran, in the surah, Allah says, "Qutila ashabul ukhdud." The people of who had dug the trenches are the accursed people. Those people, when people accepted Islam, then the king had trenches dug and he burned fires in them and threw everyone who did not believe in him as Allah and who believed in the true Allah, he threw them in that fire. And the final was the last part that we read, where a mother came with a little child and she hesitated into being thrown in the fire, and the child, which was not at the age of speaking still, but the child spoke and said, "Oh my mother, do not fear, go in, you are on the truth." The name of the boy was Abdullah ibn Tamir, and the monk, that is that Christian monk that was there, whose company he frequented, was a Christian who was devoted to the worship of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. That is, he had true tawheed, there was no trinity and no wrong beliefs in him. The true iman he had, and that true iman he taught to the children. The monk advised the boy to tell the magician that his family had kept him back when he would arrive late because the monk's company benefited him, while the time spent with the magician harmed him. This boy, the king had sent him to learn about magic, but instead he went to this priest, to this monk, and he learned about iman and about deen, about the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. But that monk had advised him that when he gets late in reaching home, he must say the magician kept him back. And when the magician asked him why you came late, he must say my house people kept me back. That was an apparent lie. With regard to that, such deception is permissible at times of war or in order to save oneself from harm. That is, when it is legally permissible according to Sharia and nobody's right is being trampled on, to speak an outward lie like that at that time is permissible. Like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was going with his wife Sarah, and the king of the time was such that he, any newly wed woman, then he would want to spend the night with her. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was asked, "Who is this?" And he said, "It is my sister Sarah." Then it was his Muslim sister also. So deception like that is permissible at times when it is necessary. And there are many other instances also of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and of other at the times of war. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was going in a certain direction, then he would inquire of all the conditions, weather conditions, which tribes are on the way of another direction. So everyone got the impression that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for example, is going to the north, but is asking all the conditions of the south. So it appears like it is a deception also. At the time of war, this is permissible also, such strategy, to use such strategy. So that the boy was told that it was not a lie which is haram, it was the strategy that was used. The king of the time was opposed to religiousness and the worship of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. This is generally the case with worldly leaders, presidents, kings, and influential individuals who fail to realize that greater power lies with Allah Jalla Jalaluhu or Shanuhu. In fact, the only power lies with Allah. But when a person gets some outward power of this dunya, some authority, then he thinks he's got some power also. And he fails to realize the great qudrat and the great power of Allah Ta'ala. Then they utilize brutality and savagery to silence the true believers, which is very evident today and very sadly in our Muslim, so-called Muslim countries. Any person who speaks the truth is gets a terrible deal after that. As we know, how many ulama, how many people who speak out the truth, they are put into prisons, they are put into torture camps, and great difficulty and hardship is leashed out to them then, who in turn respond with patience and steadfastness as faith teaches them that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu grants victory to those who turn to Him and who proclaim the truth. Like in the case of this boy also, that were what difficulty the king had put him through, but he remained steadfast. And in fact, when the truth comes in a person stands for this truth to this extent that happily he gives his life also. We might feel that they are suffering, but what they are standing for the truth, what enjoyment they get to stand for the truth, we cannot understand. Like this boy, he told the king that if you want to kill me, this is what you must do. But eventually the truth triumphed, and all the people accepted Islam when he, the true deen, the tawheed of Allah, when he gave his life for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This hadith teaches us that honor lies in patience, and that we should never trade the truth for sin and worldly enjoyment. Unfortunately, we fall very quickly prey to this. We see just our immediate benefit, and many times we speak lies also like that. To get out of a situation, we don't exercise patience, we don't remain on the truth. And for worldly enjoyment, today how many things we just trade in, whether it is just with our eating matters, with our dressing matters, our lifestyle. We have adopted almost totally the non-Muslim's way of things, and we don't exercise patience and remain firm and steadfast on our deen. The value of studying the lives of those who were patient and resilient in the face of torture and brutality builds faith and develops courage within a person to endure difficulties for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. This is, if we can, we should try and read the lives of our elders, our buzurgs, right from the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the Sahaba, Tabi'een, Tabi Tabi'een, all of them, how they stood firm and they endured all difficulties for the sake of truth. This will build within us the ability also to stand and maintain the truth. Today, just a small little function, and we can't avoid it because we can't make sabr. We just want to go with the wind. How everyone else is going, we just want to go in that way. We are not prepared to stand for the truth. A sterling example of such courage is that of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This we all know, that what difficulties were put to him, but how he remained firm. The Muazzin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was severely tortured in the initial stages of Islam. Despite all his suffering, he continued to proclaim the oneness of Allah Ta'ala and continuously said Ahad, Ahad. No matter what hard, very difficult hard conditions were put on him, but he maintained the truth. So we also, not for any small little thing, should miss our namazes, give up our Islamic dressing, etc., and we just get involved in functions which are totally against Islam. Just for any small little thing, we also should exercise some patience and restraint and maintain what is the true deen and the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah give us all tawfiq.